This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show for a Thursday. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, George?
Oh, you have new headphones.
I hope they work.
You haven't even gotten them out of the box yet.
She wouldn't listen to me, George. I kept sending her things. I shopped online for 2 hours for her to get these cool headphones, and she bought some cheap ones from Amazon.
It was Prime Days. Did you get them on
yeah,
special?
Sure,
yeah.
Did.
So, anyway, Eric with a K, who evidently has been busy shopping for
shopper.
Mo's headphones.
You're supposed to listen to a personal shopper, though.
That's right.
You are.
Isn't that what a personal shopper does?
So, work.
Welcome to the show this morning. We have jury duty coming up in just about 10 minutes. Mo Knows Country. You want to play Mo for $100? You'll get a chance coming up before 6 o'clock at about 5:52, and then at 6:10 this morning, it's time for some good news with the 610 Amen. And our very first winner today for tickets to 10 Man Jam happens at 6:20 when we crank up ticket tags. So stay tuned. You'll get a chance to play that. But right now, let's talk about the top three stories that are trending here in Texas this morning.
Number three.
Did you fall asleep watching the Weather Channel last night?
Kinda, yes.
Hurricane Milton made landfall along Florida's Gulf Coast, bringing life-threatening winds, strong storm surge, and the most wild part for me to watch were the tornadoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy yesterday afternoon.
They were insane. If you're looking for ways to help, the Astros Foundation and their friends at Cotton Holdings are teaming up to provide much-needed aid to victims of both Hurricane Helene and Milton. So they have two supply drives today. One's outside Constellation Field and one is outside Minute Maid Park. So no matter what part of town, you can find somewhere convenient. I have the full list of supplies that they're collecting. If you want that, shoot us a text here at the station. We can get it to you.
By the way, I am totally invested in Lieutenant Dan. Have you all been following that guy?
Oh, no.
He's a guy that's staying on his boat.
Oh.
He won't leave.
Oh.
And he's staying on his boat. And they're calling him Lieutenant Dan. And I'm invested. I want to know how he does. I want to follow how he does.
Number two.
So there's Nico Collins. He plays for the Texans.
He did.
He was moved to the reserve injured list yesterday, and that means the Texans have to play without the NFL's leading receiver for at least a month. He's taking the time to get healthy, but in the back of all of our minds, we know what hamstring injuries require when it comes to healing, and that's time. During football season.
Yeah. In the middle of the season.
A real bummer.
Yeah, really.
And the top story trending in Texas.
If you enjoyed the Houston weather yesterday, you're going to love it again today. I wanted to end on good news, right? Temperatures overnight dropped into the upper 50s, low 60s by sunrise. We're going to stick around to the same. A very crisp fall feel. Temperatures, though, we know, will rocket into the low 90s for most of the afternoon, just like we observed, you know, the rest of the week. It's going to be perfectly sunny, though. A gentle breeze. Just soak it up while you can, all right?
That's the top three things that are trending in Texas this morning, all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we get together to celebrate good news here in Bull Nation. And there's a story out of Cyprus that's going viral this morning about the An family and their dojo for Taekwondo, where they became heroes. The story this morning from Stephen Goen of KHOU 11.
The Ons were coming back from a late lunch around 4 p.m. 20-year-old Simon says he heard screams at the Cricket Wireless store next door.
And the second scream, yeah, we knew it was like a cry for help.
When they opened the doors, 22-year-old Hannah says they saw something horrible.
And they saw a man on top of a woman.
After that, it only took a moment for their dad, Grandmaster Han On, to jump in. He grabbed the suspect and took him down.
He just kept him in the corner. He just kept pushing down.
Automatic self-defense, automatic taekwondo style.
Simon and his brother, 18-year-old Christian, also stepped in to help. According to Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, when deputies arrived, that suspect, identified as 19-year-old Alex Robinson, was still pinned to the floor.
He was clawing his way out. He bit my dad.
Tonight, back at the dojo, Grandmaster Han didn't seem too rattled by any of it.
Yeah, of course, I'm very proud of my family.
You should be very proud of your family, protecting your neighbors there in Cyprus. Eric, you do taekwondo.
Well, my kids do. I did it for years.
You did it for years, right? So, I mean, he used the moves to go in and neutralize that guy. Could you do something?
No.
Okay.
No. Not even a little bit. He's a grandmaster. He's fully trained.
Okay. All right. Right. Yeah. And yours would be more
just flailing around aimlessly.
Okay. Okay. Ah! That's all right. It's okay.
For the On family this morning and what they did. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's how we do it. We celebrate good news every morning. If you have good news going on in your neighborhood, all you have to do is let us know. 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who is Lieutenant Dan and how is Lieutenant Dan? Those are the two big questions this morning surrounding, well, at least my view of what's going on with Hurricane Milton. We'll get to Lieutenant Dan in a second. But first of all, good morning. Welcome into the Morning Bullpen Show. If you're like us, first thing you do is you want to know what's happening in Florida. Milton came ashore last night and overnight, and they're still assessing a lot of the damage that happened there. But there's a way here in Texas that you can send a little Texas-sized love to the folks in Florida, Mo.
Yes, so we've been collecting information from everyone that's sending them. No matter where in town you live, there is a way you can help. We know some of the folks up in Conroe, my girls at Ruthie Grace Boutique, they're collecting donations. You can take physical things. They also have like an Amazon list.
I was going to say, that's one of the things that I really like. They have like an Amazon list where you can click and help out.
Yes, that's so easy. So even if you can't get to one of the drop-off locations, you can do that. If you are interested in close to Minute Maid Park or Constellation Field in Sugar Land, they also are holding a drive today with the Astros Foundation and Cotton Holdings where you can also drop off things. So we have that full list too of things they're going to be physically taking to Florida and North Carolina.
Yeah, they're
going to
be trucking them there. And
yes.
Eric, that's not all that we're sending to the folks in Florida, because, I mean, we know here in Houston what it's like to suffer the impact of a hurricane. And we're sending more than just supplies over there.
Yes, they also want to remind people to donate blood. That always helps in situations like this.
Always
you can donate blood and help people across this country. But I want to shout out, Houston Fire Department is dispatching 10 firefighters right now from its tactical deployment unit, which is like a specialized unit for these types of situations. So they just left They just left to go to Florida, the tactical deployment unit, and there are other firefighters all across the Houston area that are already there.
I was going to say, I know some folks, Sugarland, Montgomery County,
they're Humble.
They have been staging the last couple of days, and like you said, a lot of times they wait until the actual hurricane hits, and then they go in to help, obviously, in the aftermath. So there are a lot of different ways. If you need any of these links, any of the information that we've talked about on how to help the folks in Florida, how to help the folks, Hurricane Helene in the Carolinas and Tennessee, that's what a lot of the Astros Foundation stuff, they're shipping it all over the place. So if you want to help out either one, we can get you that information. But y'all, I have been fascinated and watched the Weather Channel last night like it was an HBO Game of Thrones special.
Oh, yeah, same. I mean, I fell asleep with the lights on and Jim Cantori or whatever the heck his name is. I was like thinking about his wife. I don't know if he's married. I was just like, what is that lady think of this man? He's just out there blown away.
The guy that has been the thing that captured me, though, is a guy they're calling Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Joe, actually. He lives on his boat in Tampa, and he decided he was not going to leave. He is also missing part of his leg, and so that's where the Lieutenant Dan name came from the movie Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
And he was like, look, I'm riding it out. I'm not going to leave.
Yeah, I saw the police chief on his boat, like, begging him to go. Yeah,
begging him to go, right? Yes. And it's like all this drama playing out.
Yeah.
There's a report this morning. Okay. About Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
They went to his boat.
Ooh, what?
Which, by the way, got battered. They had video. Oh, sure. One of the cameras on the dock just showed it getting battered.
Oh, jeez.
And the reporter from a local station went there, called out to him. He said, quote, I'm fine. I made it. And they did an interview with him. They went down on the boat. They did an interview with him. He said he wrote it out. It was horrible. But he was not going to leave his boat. He stayed on it and survived it just fine.
That's good, I guess.
I guess, right? But yeah, I was just so... Eric,
really you could just leave.
Eric, I woke up this morning. The first thing I thought of when I woke up is, I wonder if Lieutenant Dan made it. That was the first thing I thought about. So anyway, that's the update on Lieutenant Dan.
Thanks, George.
And that's the update on how you can help. Send it a little Texas side love to Florida. Here from 100.3 The Bull. Now, coming up, Sean Pendergast, Sports Radio 610, has an answer to a question that we didn't want to ask, but does God hate the Texans? 100.3 The Bull, home of the Houston Texans, and also home to Sean Pendergast. Well, actually, we borrow him from down the hall.
It's an Airbnb.
He comes out for Sports Radio 610, the Payne and Pendergast show. Sean, we had to grab you this morning and get you in the studio to talk a little bit about the news on Nico Collins. What does it mean, and what exactly happened yesterday?
Yeah, so this is huge news for the Houston Texans. Nico Collins has been the Texans' best player so far this year. He's arguably been the best offensive player in all of football this year.
Yep.
He's leading the league in receiving yards by a mile. That's even with having missed half the game on Sunday. So he's been phenomenal this season so far. On the very play where he scored a 67-yard touchdown, he pulled his hamstring, came out of the game, didn't come back, didn't look good offensively for the Texans, most importantly, once he went out. He went on injured reserve yesterday, and what that means is he's going to be out for at least four games. They can bring him back. DeMeco Ryans confirmed he will come back later this year. He wouldn't say when, but he's going to miss at least the next four games, which means he's missing New England, Green Bay, Indianapolis, and the New York Jets on Halloween night.
Oh.
Got to get him back in time for that Detroit and Dallas little doubleheader there.
Right? Yeah,
Big 10 and 11,
Okay, but so who steps up? I mean, this is why they went and got Stephon Diggs, right?
Yeah, you nailed it, George. A lot of people thought they went and got Stephon Diggs so you could have Nico Collins and Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs, and it's going to be fireworks all the time. The fact of the matter is Tank Dell is injury prone. Nico Collins is injury prone. Stephon Diggs is a rock. That guy never gets injured. And I think a big reason they went and got Stephon Diggs was because they knew that Nico and Tank are going to miss time because that's what they do. This will guarantee at least that you've, in all likelihood, got you have two really good receivers out there this week, in the next 4 weeks, fingers crossed, it'll be Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs. So this is not like the Texans of years past. Like, if DeAndre Hopkins went out in previous years,
yes,
you were sunk. If Andre Johnson went out in previous years, mm-hmm, you were sunk. Mm-hmm. The Texans are going to be missing Nico Collins, and yet they're still the envy, offensive weapon-wise, of probably two-thirds of the team in the league, of the teams in the league, even without Nico Collins. That's how good Stephon Diggs is.
Yeah.
So it's but this is a big test. Big test for C.J. Stroud. Big test for Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator, to get it so it doesn't look like the second half of last week's game.
Sean, does God hate us?
Well, that's a deep question, Eric. It goes well beyond Nico Collins. I mean, the Astros lost to the Tigers in the playoffs. It's been a long time. We haven't made an AFC title game. That's probably more for a podcast.
All right, got it.
Yeah. Well, you have made me feel better, though.
Okay, yeah, good.
That's why we invite him in to our Airbnb.
You're a super host, George. You're an Airbnb super host is what you guys are.
He always updates us on the Texans and all the sports-related information. This Sunday, hear how the Texans do right here on the home of the Texans, Sports Radio 610 and 100.3 The Bull.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
All right, Jay, at about 7:05 this morning, did Mo do something that's about to change her daughter's life forever? Find out when we have Jury Duty. You can be part of it. It's coming up in just about 15 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time for Jury Duty this morning. Just solving the world's problems out here. Actually, solving most problems. Didn't Mo do something that's about to change her daughter's life forever?
Yes.
But the question this morning, Mo, is this.
Is it trashy to cuss around your kids?
Do you think, well, let's start with you, Mo. Do you think it's trashy to curse around your kids?
Yes.
But
I do it.
Yeah, this is, we're talking about this because you did this.
Yeah, I just think that the opposite of trashy is classy. And someone that is classy and put together and poised would not be cursing in general, let alone in front of their children.
I was going to say, but you have a mouth of a sailor.
I do, and I named my daughter Sailor.
Oh, you did? Yeah, exactly. Imagine that. Here's what happened.
my husband, the plumber. The plumber and I were like going back and forth about something while we were in the kitchen. And I called him a word.
Okay.
A Richard, if you will.
Yeah.
And my daughter, Sailor, who is three, goes, what's up?
Richard.
Yeah.
Short word for Richard. Yes. Insert that here.
And my husband threw his arms up and walked away because we knew that this day would come because I do have a horrible, horrible mouth.
Mm-hmm. You really do. Yeah.
But I think maybe I'm just going, I don't know. This is my first time, guys. I think I'm just going to embrace it and just tell her that she can't do that.
Yeah.
Now, that'll work. You're going to continue to use inappropriate language.
I'm going to try not to, but it's going to happen. Why deny the obvious?
All right.
You know?
So the question this morning is cursing in front of children trashy?
Is it trashy to cuss around your kids?
Okay. Is it trashy to cuss around your kids?
Yes.
Even better. 713-881-5500. No right or wrong answers. Just your opinions this morning. Jonathan in Angleton. It says here you have a 2-year-old. Jonathan, the question is it trashy to curse around your children?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think it's trashy?
So you just let them fly around your 2-year-old?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're just like
Mo said, it's gonna happen eventually. Why not it be from the parent?
Okay. Oh, that's true. Right. You don't want them to learn it at school. So learn it at home.
Yeah. By the way, here's a couple of words you need to know.
Good point, Jonathan.
All right, so juror number two is waiting for us, Eric.
That's Robin in Missouri City. Hey, Robin, is it trashy to cuss around your kids?
I'm going to say, insert naughty word, no.
Oh, wow. All right. You got a 4-year-old and twins, it looks like, right?
Yes. A twin 1-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh, bless your heart. There's a lot of going on there.
Yeah, a lot of curse words. You have earned your curse words, madam.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Sweet angel.
You almost give her a pass on that one, don't you? All right. Now, juror number three, Mo.
That's Danielle in Brazoria. Danielle, you have a 4-year-old, an 8-year-old, and I need you to answer this question. Is it trashy to cuss around your kids? Yes or no?
No.
No,
if they repeat it, which my kids have, you just tell them that that's an adult word.
Okay.
You don't say that. until you're older.
Wow, Danielle, that's the same philosophy in my house. There's no such thing as a bad word. There's just grown-up words.
I have a sailor's mouth. They fly out all the time, and I just correct my kids saying that's an adult word. You don't say it until you're older.
So you're of the don't do as I do as I say. Yeah, that's real effective. Yeah. That's real effective. Yeah, that's so effective. All right, juror number four is Lindsay in the Woodlands. Lindsay, it says here you have a 7 and a 9-year-old. Is it trashy to cuss around kids?
Absolutely not.
No, wow.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Absolutely not. Oh. I mean, some days life just gets you and they just start flying out and you can't help it.
And it's every day for me.
What letter does your favorite curse word start with?
Stop it, Eric.
An S.
Okay.
Mine's a C.
Oh, man.
I'm telling y'all, it's rough out here with toddlers.
That went sideways real quick. Okay? All right, final juror this morning on jury duty.
All right, Jessica and Tom Ball, you've got a 2-year-old and then you've got bonus kids, you call them. So you got a house full of children.
Busy.
Is it trashy to cuss around your kids?
I would have to say no, but I try not to do it.
Yeah, fair.
Okay,
fair.
There you go. At least somebody's trying.
Yeah,
Jessica's
kids,
trying.
Don't cuss.
Yeah. Don't do as I do. Do as I say
don't
do.
Cuss, it's
yeah,
naughty.
That's always go good. So,
man, I can't believe these results.
Same,
I'm actually
shocked.
Before we do these jury duties, it's always like, ooh, how's it going to go kind of thing. Mo, what did you think?
I said 100% everyone would say it's trashy. Because I say it's trashy.
And Eric, 100% said everybody's going to say it's trashy. I was the one that said, I hope not, but I think everybody's going to say yes. And Mo, what was the final juror's total?
Is it trashy to cuss around your kids? Unanimous? No.
I think you mean F no.
Oh, gosh, y'all.
This is the world we live
in. Thanks for making me feel better, though. Honestly, I'm not alone out there. I'm trying really hard.
Here's the thing. I wonder if it had been different if it had been Eric or I. That's jury duty. We do it every morning here on The Morning Bullpen.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Number 3.
Hurricane Milton made landfall along Florida's Gulf Coast, bringing life-threatening winds and the worst part, tornadoes. The Astros Foundation and Cotton Holdings are teaming up today. If you would like to help them with their drives to send donations, they're going to be at Constellation Field and Minute Maid Park. If you'd like the list of things they're collecting, shoot us a text here at the station.
Number 2.
Everyone's talking about Nico Collins. He was moved to the reserve injured list yesterday, and that means the Texans will play without the NFL's leading receiver for at least a month while he takes the time he needs to rehab that hamstring injury.
And the top story trending in Texas.
If you enjoyed our weather yesterday, you're going to love it again today. Temperatures overnight dropped into the 50s. We woke up into the 60s with sunrise today. But know that temperatures will rocket up into the low 90s for the rest of the afternoon. Sunny and a gentle breeze. Let's enjoy it. And that's what's trending in Texas with the Morning Bullpen.
I love that song. It's Zach Top, who, by the way, was just out at Fort Bend County Fair and Rodeo and had an amazing, what was it, like 17,000, Mo?
He blew the top off.
I see what you did.
Get out of here.
Sorry.
Go home.
Stop.
Okay.
Just stop. Anyway, Zach Top, I Never Lie, it's the name of the song here on the Morning Bullpen, where we need to get you ready to have a little fun this morning. What Eric can do today for a 10-minute tune, he takes your suggestions every day and turns them into a song. But it's got to start with your phone call this morning.
Kelly is on the phone in League City. Hey, Miss Kelly, what do you think Eric should sing about?
How about when pets, specifically dogs, interrupt you in your private time with your spouse?
Stop. Come on.
Hey, okay, we got to keep this family friendly. Okay, Kelly?
Yes, yes, yes.
So what are we talking about here? Jumps on the bed, barks at you? What happened?
Yes, we used to have 4 dogs and 3 of them was over 100 pounds. So when you were doing something and you were interrupted, you had 300 pounds of dog jumping on the bed, stepping on your hair, interrupting you. And then when you corral them out of the bedroom and try to get back to business, you shut the door.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
They're growling.
So by then, you're just over it.
That is amazing.
You've actually done a very good job making this family friendly. I'm proud of you, Kelly.
I tried. Thank you.
All right, Kelly. Thank you, I think,
she needs a song.
For that suggestion this morning.
Okay, awesome.
All right, that's a good one. Brooke and Brazoria, you got a good one for 10-minute tune today?
I do. Yet another alliteration for George. Brooke from Brazoria.
There we go. I like it.
But I think that you should sing about the craze about whole body deodorant.
What is this?
So, I mean, the claim to fame is that it's going to give you 3 days of freshness. Like, who's not taking a shower for 3 days? That's what I'm confused about.
I've heard those commercials, though. I've heard the commercials
racy,
about, yeah,
if you
whole
will.
Body. And then we're talking whole body. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I love it. Okay, Brooke.
That deserves a song.
That's strange, but yes, I like that one.
Weird.
Thank you for the suggestion this morning. Let's go to Marisol in Houston. Marisol, save us here. What do you want Eric to sing about?
I want him to sing about how every time I go to the doctor, they say that I have allergies. My kids keep getting sick. I get it. Then my husband gets sick. Go to the doctor. They're like, allergies. I'm, you know, having to go to the ER at night because you can't breathe. And then the doctor's like, oh, it's just allergies, but gives you a steroid shot and gives you a freaking antibiotic shot as well because you can't hardly breathe and have a bad cough. And then, oh, it's just allergies. It's not allergies. I'm done.
I don't know. I think there's a word for people like you.
I think it's called living in Houston. Yeah. One of the worst places for allergies in the entire world. All right, Marisol, thank you for the suggestion this morning.
Thank you.
All right, Eric.
Man, great topics.
You got some different topics to choose.
But I think I'm most challenged by Kelly trying to keep the pets off the bed during special time.
You would pick that one.
Because I want to see if I can do it in a family-friendly way.
Mm-hmm. That's why you
She kept
do
it family-friendly. Can I?
That's why he wants
Can you
do
keep it there? All right, that's our topic. Will he keep it family-friendly? Find out just 7 minutes away. It's the 10-minute tune here on The Bull. If I told you you could get into 20 concerts absolutely free, would you be interested? I have details coming up. It's our 810 Amen, because not only you get free concerts, but you get to help out the community. I'll tell you how to do it. 810 this morning on the Morning Bullpen. Time to find out what Eric has created, and time to find out if he kept it, what do you say, G-rated?
Yes, child-friendly.
We wanted to know what the topic was for today, and what was the lady's name, Kelly?
Kelly was in League City.
Kelly in League City.
How about when pets, specifically dogs, interrupt you in your private time with your spouse?
Ah, there we go. Let's see what Eric has done with it. He's coming back to the studio.
All right.
Hello
did
there.
You do as good a job as Kelly?
I hope I did, George, because my kids are listening. Mm-hmm. And sometimes after the kids go to bed, mommy and daddy, we play board games and watch TV. We need that private time with the door closed.
Exactly. So,
but we have two dogs that are constantly causing trouble during that time.
Oh, so you really felt this?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So this is in the style. Let's pay tribute to a legend. It's Red Solo Cup, Toby Keith.
Oh, okay. What? All right. Here we go. It's today's 10-minute tune on The Bull.
A dog, then maybe you were wondering if every time that you initiated lovering with your partner, why don't the dog get up and then kindly step outside? Well, take it from me, I'm a puppy. Yep, I should know. We're evil geniuses. We do it on purpose, though. We know what you're up to and don't want to miss the show. So look me in my eyes. I won't get up, work around this pup, or I'll start barking, or maybe farting. Don't kick me out, or I'll scratch the door loud, 'cause I'm a canine, and I'll ruin date night.
Eric, that that's pretty good.
See, they know what's up.
They know.
Wrong with your brain.
By the way, I did not have it in the bingo card today to do it from the aspect of the dog, of the pup. I did not.
Oh,
I did not have that.
Toby Keith. Why'd you bring him into this?
Oh, I love Toby.
What did you think? Do you need to share that song with your spouse, maybe? You can get it today as part of our download on our podcast. Just go to the Audacy app, AUDACY, and you can find our 10-minute tune there and download it every day.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
All right. Y'all remember yesterday, Mo had somebody steal her unicorn float, right? It was stolen by another DJ at another station right here in our building. And 24 hours ago, she said, I'm giving you 24 hours to fess up. Did they? We'll find out. It's getting juicy. In 10 minutes, we're going to find out what happened with the unicorn float here on the bowl. You want to know the next time we're playing Tick-A-Tag? It's at 8:20. Set a reminder. Take us into work. Listen on the Odyssey app, and you could win your way into 10-Man Jam presented by Bud Light. That happens at 8:20 this morning here on 100.3 The Bull. Mo was robbed yesterday. Officer Ricky, by the way, with the Houston Police Department, texted me yesterday and wanted to know if they needed to get involved. Do they need to send an officer over?
Maybe.
Well, you know who did it, though. You know who robbed you.
Yes.
All right. For people that are just joining us this morning, how'd you get robbed?
A friend stopped by the radio station and brought a gift for my toddler, Sailor. It was an inflatable unicorn float.
Ooh.
I left it here at the station like I'd forgot about it. And I saw some video footage that tells me someone robbed it from the radio station.
We have cameras all over the building, all over this floor. And so it was fairly easy, I guess, for you to find it. But you wouldn't show us the video.
I kind of wanted to see. Yesterday, I was like, I'm going to give this person 24 hours to reach out, maybe apologize and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I got so many text messages yesterday from other radio stations.
So many, yes. And we posted on social as well.
Yeah.
And they were commenting, it wasn't me. I need to clear my name immediately.
Correct.
Right, right. Thank you, Jesse Watt.
I did not hear from the person that did it.
Oh, so they didn't come forward. I thought you were going to tell us that they came forward and apologized.
I kind of thought like maybe like a side text sort of situation.
Okay.
Because I thought we were cool, honestly. But I got nothing. No phone call, no text.
Ooh.
No.
So they have not come. The 24 hours has passed.
Yes.
And they have not come forward.
Correct.
So we put the poll. What are the people online? Who did they think took it?
So the Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook, we said, who's the thief? Who do you think did it? Which radio station out of all the ones on this floor?
Mm-hmm.
And so we posted, is it Mega 101, Sports Radio 610, Mix 96.5, or 95.7 The Spot?
What was the poll?
Those are the options. The winner, hands down, was Mix 96.5. They think Mix stole the inflatable unicorn. They think in second place, Sports Radio 610 stole it.
You know what? I think Jay Michaels from Mix 96.5.
He'd look good on a unicorn float.
He would look good on a unicorn float.
Yes, he would.
But our friends, Sean Pendergast, came in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
His wife reached out on social media and said, Sean only steals food.
Fair. Said,
and yesterday on the Inside the Loop show,
John
Lopez, the midday show.
Yeah.
Figgy Fig, their producer, was talking. They were talking about this because they felt called out by it. And Figgy had a suspect as well.
If I did have to pick somebody on the show, I would pick Lopez.
What?
Because you do got some grandkids now, man.
That is true. You do have,
you got grandkids, so you might have seen, something like, oh, that's kind of nice.
Then I would have bought it.
I don't know, but you're the one with the babies around here now, man.
Whoa. Poor John Lopez.
He called out Grandpa Lopez.
Stop.
Okay, John. So you said 24 hours.
Yes. You want me to just tell you who it was? Because it wasn't any of the people we've talked about.
It hasn't been any. We haven't hit the suspect yet. Yes,
really.
Then tell us. Who is it?
Y'all are never going to believe it.
Okay.
It was Cindy Bourbono from Mega 101.
You're just kidding. A morning show there?
Not only does she do the morning show, yesterday or 2 days ago, the mayor of Houston declared it Cindy Bourbono Day in Houston.
Right. I remember that. Yeah,
officially.
Yeah.
Like it was an official proclamation.
Yeah,
she got a certificate.
Will that proclamation be revoked now that he knows she's a thief?
Wow. And look at
the
this.
The mayor's office needs to call. They need to weigh in on this.
Well, if you go to The Bull Houston on Instagram specifically and look at the video we posted,
okay,
she even commented a surprise face.
Stop it. No,
well,
she didn't.
Surprised she got caught.
She posted like the ooh face.
I think she's just surprised she got caught. Do you? Okay. You say it's Cindy. Do you have proof? Can we see the video proof?
I have the video footage. What do you want me to do with it?
I think we posted it.
Yeah, we posted it.
You have to post it, Mo.
Y'all.
You got robbed. Cindy Bourbano from Mega 101 robbed you.
Oh, I'm not trying to start beef, but sure, let's post it.
She started the beef.
You're right. She did.
Yeah, she's a beef thief.
All right. Cindy Bourbano, this is your opportunity.
Wow. Isn't that wild?
That is, that's the last person I thought would be the person who took it.
I wish you could have been with me when I was watching the footage.
Oh, my goodness.
It was wild.
She's such an amazing person.
Okay, all right. So we're going to post. Can we post this up, Eric?
Yeah. Well, heck yes. Absolutely. Okay.
You all are invested now.
You don't steal from our Mo and get away with it.
It was Officer from my toddler, Ricky, you know?
From HPD, we may need you involved in this. Yeah, so we may need you. All right, so Cindy, we're giving you 24 hours.
To what?
To come on. She's got to come on the show. She needs to apologize.
Okay, you're right.
She needs to come on the show and apologize. Okay. That so she took awkward. Your unicorn float.
She did. It's on camera.
Or pay the price.
All right.
That's so all in right. the studio tomorrow, Cindy Bourbano, Officer Ricky, we see how this thing goes.
Bring the cuffs, Officer Ricky. Bring the cuffs, all right?
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Time to go to Huffman today. It's Scott in Huffman. He wants $100. Scott, this is how you get the cash for Mo.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Scott?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started, okay?
All right, go on. Go on and get Mo.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, Scott, and they start right now. Question number one. This star didn't hitch her little red wagon to the horse, but she did win a blue ribbon at the Oklahoma State Fair with her horse. Can you name her?
Carrie Underwood.
Question number two. She had me at Heads, Carolina. Name the country singer who adapted himself a number one hit off that old Joe DiMassina song.
Oh, man. Forgot his name. Pass.
Question number three. John Michael Montgomery had a top five hit in 1997 with a song called Sold. But what county auction was he talking about?
Montgomery County.
Question number four. Name the Blake Shelton song that sheds light on that blonde, blonde, blonde at the bar, bar, bar.
Man, to tell you, pass.
Question number five. It's been in the news because of the hurricane, but what artist has a big hit singing about Johnson City, Tennessee?
Man, I forgot that bear. It's hard on the phone. Pass.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against today.
Scott, I got good news and bad news. The good news is you are part of a rare community of people. I mean, the most rare.
What?
Who have gotten zero correct.
Shut up.
And that's the bad news. I'm sorry. You didn't get any right, Scott.
Now I feel like it's my fault.
George does take it personally.
Let's see. Mo, let's see how you do. Maybe these questions were tough today.
Okay.
This star didn't hit her little red wagon to her horse, but her horse did win a blue ribbon at the Oklahoma State Fair recently. Name her.
The song Little Red Wagon is Miranda Lambert.
It is Miranda Lambert. That's what we were looking for. So technically, I know Mo wins because she got one.
but let's see
how you do with the rest of them.
Okay.
She had me at Heads, Carolina. Can you name the country singer who adapted himself a number one hit, copying that old Joe DiMassina song?
Cole Swindell.
It was Cole Swindell. Yes, yeah.
There you go. 2-0.
Question number three. John Michael Montgomery had a top five hit in 1997 with Sold.
Yes.
But what was the county auction he was talking about?
Grundy County Auction?
That is correct. Okay. Grundy County Auction.
They use it for Harris County Headlines on 10-Minute Tune, and he just announced a show at Coushatta Casino.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, I kind of want to go.
Okay, 3-0. Okay.
All right, and question number 4. Blake Shelton, name the song that sheds a light on that blonde, blonde, blonde at the bar, bar, bar.
Oh, the name of the song? Is it just Neon Light? Neon Light?
It is Neon Light. That is correct.
Wow.
Well
done. I pulled that one on my butt.
She
Let's
is go. On one today. 4-0.
And question number 5. It's been in the news because of the hurricane the city has, but name the artist who had a hit singing about Johnson City, Tennessee.
Oh, that's Wagon Wheel. Darius Rucker.
It is Wagon Wheel Darius
Someone
Rucker.
Might have sang it before him, but I don't know who it is.
Well done,
Wow. 5-0,
oh, sorry, Scott.
She did not take it easy on you at all.
I'm proud of her. That's what she's supposed to do. That's funny. I hit the ball right yesterday, but boo-booed you today.
Thank you, friend.
Wow. If I were you, I'd be mad at George and Mo today.
All right, Scott.
Shoot.
You know what you got to say to get out of here, my friend?
Well, this is 100.3. Mo, you know country, girl.
Yes, sir.
Fair enough.
You're the best.
All right, you'll get a chance to play Mo on Mo Knows Country tomorrow morning, 8:20. Do you know your country trivia? You could win here on The Bull.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.